Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to get an update on Monsanto and the Supreme Court ruling. Continuing with your phone calls. And I'm going to get into some big gun news at the start of the next segment. But right now, let's go back to Izamood in Minnesota. Okay, you're talking about the incredibly handsome, you say, Goblin King, Big Sis, Cousin It, or what? I'm going to stop the joke. Okay, I apologize. No, are you referring to Obama as the Goblin King, sir?
Yeah, he is the Goblin King. If you've ever watched the movie The Hobbit, oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, Goblin King. So what is your issue on Benghazi Gate, all this? Will it bring Obama down? What do you think's behind all this?
Okay, his house of cards is going to fall because he's being exposed by his own minions. I've actually done some work in attempting to expose it myself. Because right when this story aired and I was sitting in one of Metro Mobility's cars going to work, I thought something was funny about it. Being that I've lived in the system myself and I've seen people with disabilities get provocateured into doing stuff, and I've seen that kind of stuff go on a small scale. I mean, it goes on a large scale. You just go up the Fibonacci sequence. So right when I heard about this supposed YouTube video setting off the Muslims, I'm like, that can't be it.
Well, they've been caught lying about it all, and I just think their lies have gotten too big, and he's outlived his usefulness, so the globalists will probably at least politically damage him to a certain degree. I mean, not even staging another shooting, that's not even going to save the Goblin Queen. I think he's the Goblin Queen, and Big Sis is the Goblin King. Now I figured it out. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Nathan in Kansas. Yes, we are in Kansas. I want to talk about the Obama meltdown gate. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and it's great talking to you. First off,
it's great talking to you, brother. Listen, we don't have call screeners. You don't have to thank me for getting you on. I appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Absolutely. A week ago, I went to the DMV to register my truck, a truck that I bought back in 2005 that I'm still paying property tax on. I spoke with the guard about the gun debate, and being from Kansas, Brownback and the state legislatures actually did a really cool thing, and they actually are trying to protect our gun rights.
Yeah, and the crook in chief over at the Justice Department says he's going to come against the state. Yes.
Well, so I asked him, here he is. He's a law enforcement officer, pretty cool guy. I asked him, what do you think about that? And he basically said that he thought it was mostly grandstanding. You know, he said not so much from Brownback, but possibly from Kobach or Kobach.
Yeah, but at least they are grandstanding by saying we're going to nullify your stuff. They've nullified and let the illegal aliens run around. That's illegal. Well, this is constitutional to have the state say we're not enforcing stuff that violates the Bill of Rights. Let me tell you, what gives orders in this world is the will to say no. What does Tony Montana say? Okay, I got two things in this world, my word and my huevos, and I don't break them for no one. And look, it just comes down to that. People think groveling gets them ahead. That is a lie. And so I salute what your state's doing. I don't think it's just ceremonial, because the whole world is a stage and each of us players upon it. I mean, as Bill Hicks, I know that better than most.
Well, I understand that, and I agree, but today I actually called, and I've called many times, to my state representative, Kevin Yoder. And now the guy who answers the phone, told me, I said, hey, what are we going to do? You know, obviously we're kind of leading the United States on gun rights, at least. You know, can we at least get something going, as far as, getting Obama impeached or the people that are in office that are totally trampling on the Constitution? Can we do something about this? He flat out said, it'll never happen. And I'm like, come on, man. You know, I said, there has to be something. And he goes, well, you know, we'll just keep hitting them hard and da-da-da-da-da. And I told him, I said, I'm neither Republican nor Democrat.
I hear you. Wake more people.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue the broadcast the rest of the hour, probably into overdrive, into the fourth hour today. InfoWars Nightly News coming up 7 o'clock Central tonight. At the bottom of the hour, I will get to some of the economic and world news briefly, but Jeffrey Smith, ResponsibleTechnology.org, one of the leading researchers and voices out there, Nexus Point, exposing the dangers of GMO and the war worldwide to force feed us this garbage. He's going to be joining us here in just a moment. Obviously, you've got the spectacle of Russia to expel U.S. diplomat. That's what the Wall Street Journal calls him. The guy was reportedly caught with wigs and a bunch of other garbage, reportedly trying to pay off a member of the Federal Security Bureau or FSB, kind of their KGB/FBI all-in-one enchilada. Just amazing that that's going on. Also, Dr. Kermit Goslin was found guilty of murdering infants in late-term abortions. A Philadelphia doctor that the media tried to basically cover up the trial was found guilty yesterday afternoon of murdering three babies born alive in an abortion clinic. Fox News confirms he was acquitted in the fourth baby's death, and they found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the overdose death of an adult patient. That's what triggered this whole thing. And they go into what a grisly house of horrors it was and how filthy it was, and that's what convinced the jury that it was really bad. I guess if it had been clean, it would have been okay, like Dr. Mengele's lab. Dr. Kermit Goslin, 72, was convicted of first-degree murder and could face execution in the deaths of three babies who authorities say were delivered alive and then killed with scissors at a grimy clinic in a case that has become a flashpoint in the nation's debate over abortion. Regardless of what you think of abortion, folks, in the first trimester or whatever, come on, man, these are like 8 and 9 month old babies that could be adopted. And then Planned Parenthood always goes, nobody wants the brown babies. That's like the catch-all. Really, there's more people wanting to adopt each year, look it up, than there are abortions. That's why the United States gets Korean and Chinese and African babies and then and Russian babies, and then now those countries are clamping down on exporting. People are infertile. They want kids. People love children. They want to raise them up. And they've got groups trying to keep black babies from being adopted by Hispanics or whites or vice versa, or blacks can't adopt whites. And it's the globalists trying to make sure those babies die. And pretty amazing. Now, one more piece of breaking news, then we're going to go to our guest. This is up at Infowars.com. Oops, Hot Mike reveals lawmakers' intent to confiscate guns. And this is in New Jersey. And I can clearly hear it with headphones on out there in the control room. I don't know if in radio land, if you're listening on AM or shortwave, on satellite, you'll probably be able to hear it. But you can clear. And by tonight's news, I want to soup up the audio. We can put this on it. And, you know, the part where it's low, turn it up. They'll say alter the video. No, just turn it up. But this has not been augmented or souped up. It needs to be. You can hear them ending as they classically do on C-SPAN. Well, this was recorded in New Jersey. And then, you know, the leader of the Senate and then his two adjuncts say, yeah, okay, we're going to come back and then we'll get the bill passed to confiscate their guns. And then you hear someone cackle. It's like Mike Martinez, Mayor Pro Tem, at the gun grabber march. And he's like, we're going to first register your guns and then we're going to ban them. Everybody laughs. It's like, I mean, you know, bad guys want your guns. Hadn't a jack crap, Martinez. Okay, you're the one all, you know, mobbed up in the city government, and you know what I mean. And then you want my guns, punk? Ain't going to happen. And that's what they hate, is us saying it's 1776. We're not doing it. Don't cross this line. Do you want to take a life? Do you want to cross that line? Because it's a long way back from hell. And by taking a life, do you want to take the life of our republic? Do you want to kill the spirit of our country? Because that's what they're trying to do, is kill liberty right now. Let's go ahead and go to the audio of this.
We made some bills better. I know we couldn't make everybody happy, but we did what we could to at least improve the process. Thank you. We will see everybody back on the budget cycle next week.
All they want to do is keep their little guns. Well, we're going to confiscate. That's right. We're going to get your gun yet, Mac. And, you know, by the way, I got on guards protecting me. And you better know I own guns. It's come out that Chucky Schumer, Feinstein, Michael Moore, all of them, they got the guns. But you, the little people, you ain't going to need those no more. Because, you know, once we got the guns, political power grows out of the barrel. You know how much we like Mao Zedong. And that's what he said. We learned a lot from Chairman Mao.
All right. Oh, boy. I can hear it really clear, actually, in my earpiece. And there's a transcript of it. It's up on Infowars.com with a nice little graphic. Can we punch this up? We took an actual Soviet poster of citizens hand over your weapons and translated it into English and added Obama's head to it. Oh, you got to love it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Let us now go to Jeffrey Smith, a best-selling author that a lot of scientists on that he's recommended. Really just a great researcher. He is the director of the Institute for Responsible Technology. That sounds extremist. And is one of the world's leading advocates against GM foods. His book, Seeds of Deception, all of it sold at InfoWarsStore.com, I would add, as an evil capitalist, is rated the number one book on the subject and has been a substantial influence on public perception and even legislation worldwide. Smith has reached tens of millions of people through hundreds of media interviews. That'd be more than that. He produced the video Hidden Dangers in Kids' Meals and also writes a popular monthly syndicated column. He is the Genetic Engineering Committee of the Sierra Club. I don't like a lot of what they do, but I like that part. He is the former vice president of marketing for GMO Detection Laboratory and ran for the U.S. Congress. And he's from his home state in Iowa. We've gone and interviewed him there. Beautiful corn country. ResponsibleTechnology.org is the site. And, folks, we've got the science. We've got the studies. Rats get fed this stuff. They grow big, fat tumors. Honeybees eat it. They die. It runs from bad to worse. And I remember that Washington Post article last year. We covered a bunch where it said, farmers caught not following GM regulations. In the article, maybe pull that up. You know, there needs to be more enforcement on farmers. And it said they're not planting the refuges for the bees of the non-GMO corn, so the bees are going and getting the pollen from the BT corn that has its own pesticide and dying. So she said, oh, the poor bees are having to eat what we're fed. They're dying. So joining us is Jeffrey Smith. There's big move, big Supreme Court ruling. Big defeat, of course, but they own the courts. Globally, a lot of victories. What is the latest? We take you now to, I guess, are you in Iowa right now, Jeffrey?
Today I'm in California, tomorrow in Connecticut, next week in Iowa.
All right, my friend. Well, your Skype looks like you're in the room with us. Tell us what's happening in the war for being able to label. I mean, even if somebody thinks GMO is a great thing, hey, go eat it. You know,
well, the Vermont House overwhelmingly voted in favor of labeling as a state bill. Now, it hasn't gone to the Senate there yet, but that was the first time in U.S. history that a House voted in favor of labeling. And last year, a explicit threat by Monsanto's attorney to the state of Vermont, saying that they would sue the state, caused the governor to essentially deep six the legislation at that time. So we're hoping that the governor finds his power and his energy and is willing to stand up to Monsanto and do what 90% of his constituents and 90% of Americans want and what 64 countries already offer, and that's mandatory labeling of genetically engineered foods. Now, there's also live bills in many other states, including a ballot initiative in Washington State. You may recall that last year, a ballot initiative narrowly failed in California, when the biotech industry spent more than $1 million a day lying about the impacts of labeling. But we think that Washington has a better chance, whereas California, 48.6% voted in favor of labeling. We think we'll have the majority there, and we may, in fact, win in Connecticut, Vermont, Maine, and many other states.
No one can argue with the right to have something labeled. And again, they always lie and say, we've always crossed plants. They're not crossing the same subspecies or families. They're not even involved in hybridization. I've explained to people, we're going to break in a moment, but what's going on here? I mean, these are pharmacological crops, a lot of them, and rats don't end up having a very good time eating this.
Well, they take genes from one species, like bacteria, soil bacteria, for example, that produces its own toxic insecticide, and force it into the DNA of plants like corn. A study that came out this week showed that when albino mice were fed this BT toxin, it caused damage to their red blood cells and possible advancement of leukemia. Other studies have shown that this BT toxin can poke holes in human cells, can end up in human blood and in the blood of unborn fetuses, and it pokes holes in the cells, and so when it gets in the brain, because there's no blood-brain barrier developed in the fetuses, it might be causing brain damage as well. So this is an example of something that they've concocted and put on the market claiming that this BT toxin, which is known to break open the stomach of insects to kill them, is not harmful for humans or mammals, and now we know it's not true.
But what's wrong with a little leukemia? I mean, cancer rates are up. I mean, we are getting rid of the excess population. That'll save the earth. I mean, maybe the answer is feed our children extra GMO. They'll be free once they're in little coffins 6 feet under. Mr. Smith, please stay with us.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Studies come out on a weekly basis, more than a weekly, every few days, big, prestigious ones. Smith can always go over them. That's why his books are so important. They're like textbooks. Everything's documented. Everything's very conservative. And he says maybe linked. I mean, it's overwhelming. Like Harvard's come out and admitted that they looked at 20-plus studies and, oh, yeah, sodium hydrofluorosilicic acid is causing brain damage and cancer. Why are they putting it in the water? This is a toxic waste they have to pay to store, so put it in the water. They call it fluoride. Really, even worse, it's had some of its electrons manipulated. And so what Smith's getting into here is just the tip of the iceberg. And he is conservative about it all, but even being conservative, it's pretty bad. I saw a big study out last week where you know, pesticides are linked to autism. No kidding. And GM, BTs linked to brain damage. Of course. I mean, it kills bugs. They go, well, it's naturally occurring fungus. What, 100, 200, 1,000 times, depending on the variety, stronger? And then you eat it? I mean, bugs can't eat it, but you're supposed to. Jeffrey, what else is going on in the fight right now with the Supreme Court ruling? What are some of the new studies out there? It looks like we're winning the fight for hearts and minds, but Monsanto and others are in power, and so it's the immovable object comes up against an unstoppable force. What's going to happen?
Well, I do think that we're winning the overall war, but not on the level of the federal government and not on the level of the courts. The Supreme Court yesterday just announced that Monsanto won its court case against a farmer who purchased some seeds, actually some feed from a mill and planted it and tried to say that the patent didn't apply because it was basically the second generation of Monsanto's soybeans. Well, the court didn't go for that. And it was interesting that Clarence Thomas did not recuse himself, even though he was a former Monsanto lawyer. And this is the third time that he didn't recuse himself on a GMO decision. So we've lost that recent one in the Supreme Court. A study came out today examining 5 years of the diplomatic cables and there was about 1,000 cables looked at over 5 years, showing that the State Department is basically deployed as Monsanto's enforcement wing around the world, trying to push biotechnology on other countries. We see that the USDA is basically marching lockstep with Monsanto, with one exception. This week they did announce, actually last Friday afternoon, they did announce that they weren't going to give a rubber stamp approval of the Agent Orange crops. Those are crops genetically engineered not to die when sprayed with 2,4-D, one of the components of Agent Orange, and those that are genetically engineered to resist dicamba. Both very, very serious toxins, could cause serious health issues, and they said they wanted an environmental impact statement done before they looked at the approval process.
Not to mention all this stuff now filling the water table.
Absolutely. We have now glyphosate, which is the active ingredient of Roundup, was the subject of a 49-page study. And I just interviewed one of the co-authors. It's going to be available on our website probably tomorrow, responsibletechnology.org, where glyphosate and Roundup are linked to autism, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, virtually, as they say, every single disease related to a Western diet, anorexia nervosa, anxiety, aggression. It turns out that Roundup, or its active ingredient glyphosate, it disables a couple of very important metabolic pathways, and it disables them in our gut bacteria. So it causes, for example, a problem in producing tryptophan, which is the precursor to serotonin. Serotonin will tell the body, you're full now, stop eating. So if there's not enough serotonin, you may just keep eating. Serotonin is also important for sleep and stress levels, etc., and that may be negatively involved. The whole ability for the cells to pull sugar out of the blood may be compromised because of another aspect.
Let me just stop you for a minute here. Think about this, folks. We've got the highest level of diabetes in the world, highest level of cancer, most obese, IQs are lowering. I mean, that's not just education. We're being poisoned. I mean, it's a cocktail of things, and the power structure knows this. I mean, what do you think they're up to? They just don't care?
Well, they continue to ignore the research. I remember talking to a FDA official who was very high up in GMO evaluations, and I told her the two different studies that we were aware of and have been talking about for years. One that showed that genes can transfer into the DNA of gut bacteria and potentially continue to function, which means long after we stop eating GMOs, we may be producing this toxic insecticide or the Roundup-ready gene, and that also that genes may be unstable because there was evidence showing that the genetic sequence of the same event but analyzed in two different laboratories were different, which means it might produce something completely unexpected.
Mutations. Stay there. We got to come right back. Long segment coming up with the GMO expert.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Every time I go to a restaurant, every time I sit there and I look at my darling little children and I realize that I'm on the road and I'm being lazy and I just go into some place and just feed them, even if it's a healthy food, I know it's got GMO in it. I know it's got hormones. It is hard to try to keep my children off GMO, but they're probably off of it 90% of the time. And they know as mammals that if they just put something out in the environment, we will just take it and accept it, and we'll muddle through it. They'll use our capacity to adapt and improvise in hard situations to put up with this. I was once on first-class airplane flight going up to be on the View, and there was the president of a major bank. I'll just leave it at that. Because he figured out who I was at the end. I got pretty upset that he'd been talking to me. And he just said, it doesn't matter what you do. They'll put up with anything. It's their adaptiveness. And the fact that we know they're adaptive, talking about us like we're not even human. And I already knew this, but having this guy, you know, tell me this. Yeah, I've seen on TV, you know his name. To have him sit there, he was flying down here to see his retired general father who lives in San Antonio. I sat there for 3 hours on the New York flight while this guy, and we talked, and off and on. You know, he had the perfect gray hair, the perfect black trench coat, cashmere, you know, when he got up and put it on. You know, his suit, even though he'd been on a flight, looked perfect, and he was like a James Bond type guy. And I told him, I said, doesn't matter how slick you are, you're going to be defeated in the end. He was just like, But what he said repeatedly is the people will muddle through anything. And they use that. They use our own adaptiveness and the fact that we'll put up with so much to not notice the ambient background of all this that's being turned up. And they know full well what they're doing. It's come out that Monsanto, 15 years ago, it came out in the news, and then again 10 years ago, and then again last year, at their own facilities, doesn't eat their own GMO and demands organic. The communist Chinese elite demand their own secret farms. That's come out, and it's been a big scandal. It's the same thing in Europe. The, quote, clean vaccines the German government and British government got. See, I'm not even so much against vaccine technology, folks. I know you can get some immunity from that. It's that you can't trust these companies who have these histories of testing and all this and all the autism and all this. My point is that we have to get conscious of what's happening. It's like if you put a slow kill poison in a pond to kill feral hogs, it's illegal, but people do it because they're out of control in Texas, invasive species. And because they've already eaten all the baby deer, run off the deer, taken the deer's forage. There's no deer they're going to get poisoned, maybe some coyotes. You poison that pond, and the deer will come, and they will, and the pigs will come, and they will drink from it. And they don't know why everybody starts dying a week later. And it's the same thing. This is ambient. It builds up. And this is what they talk about in eco-science by the White House. Science czar is putting stuff in our food and water. The UN's been caught doing it. Now I get into why they're doing it. A lot of its companies don't care, so the globalists just let other companies that just don't care do whatever they want. I mean, it's a lot of neglect, not caring, you know, Bayer with the factor VIII, millions of ampules filled with HIV and hepatitis, knowing it was a death sentence for a decade, selling it out into the public. And then when it came out in court in Australia and France, the executives are like, well, they're hemophiliacs anyways. They're a drain on society. Let them die. Those are a lot of people love. These are people that had lives and were treating their hemophilia and living a good life, and you killed them. And then you're like, let them. You know what? I say you're not human. How would you like being lined up and shot up full of hepatitis, you punks? How would you like that? Stop treating us like we're animals. Excuse me. I'm going back to our guest. Going back to our guest, Jeffrey Smith. Folks, I have empathy because my instincts are aligned with life. Not because I'm some wimp. Real men have empathy, ladies and gentlemen, because what happens to other people is going to happen to us. And I have to go through hell. I have to go through hell to try to keep my kids off this stuff. Then I see other people's kids who look like they're death. You go look how unhealthy people are, how dumb people are, and all the weird diseases and isms and things that are happening. And it's all linked to the chemical diet, the bio crap, all of it. I'm sorry, Jeffrey, I'm ranting. This stuff gets to me because I know I'm right. I know you're right. I know the history, and it just doesn't stop. And the arrogance of these people, and there's no way these elitists that are doing this, even though they try to avoid it, there's no way they can avoid it. Is it the proof of them trying to avoid it through the entire power structure, proof that they know?
Well, I talked to a former Monsanto scientist, and he said three of his colleagues were testing the milk from cows treated with Monsanto's bovine growth hormone. And they found so much cancer-promoting IGF-1 hormone in the milk that the three Monsanto scientists refused to drink milk thereafter unless it was organic. One bought his own cow. Now, it was clear, obvious, that these three Monsanto scientists believed that the milk might be creating cancer, refused to feed it to their families, and yet they somehow felt either okay or at least powerless to stop the company that they worked for from marketing it to the rest of the public. Now, you talked about your kids and bringing them out to eat. I want to share a story that happened 3 weeks ago at MIT. I was giving a talk at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology along with Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who I interview, and her interview is going to come out tomorrow at responsibletechnology.org, a fascinating interview about the dangers of glyphosate or Roundup. And I asked the audience, as I typically do these days, how many of you have avoided GMOs and noticed a change in your health? and a woman shot up her hand and said, I saw your film recently, Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives. Now, you have that on your site. It's the most powerful, game-changing video. It changes people's diet on the spot. She saw the film, and a light bulb went off. Her 6.5-year-old boy was desperately aggressive, out of control. They tried to call him retarded. They wanted to take him out of school. She saw other parents in the video describing the improvements of their autistic kids. They saw farmers talking about the improvements in their animals, doctors talking about the improvements in their patients. So she immediately took her child off of all genetically modified foods and said she has a new child now. He's no longer aggressive, no longer being threatened with the term retarded. No one wants to take him out of school. He's completely calm and well organized in his brain. Now, this is one of numerous stories. I've heard thousands of stories of people talking about allergies and asthma and brain fog and lethargy and skin problems and kidney disease, infertility, gastrointestinal disorders, a whole host of problems getting better when they stop eating GMOs. And I've been to the doctor's offices with cameras interviewing the doctors and the patients. Some patients say they got rid of Crohn's disease in 3 days or irritable bowel in 6 weeks or
4 weeks. Incredible.
And when you look at them, when you look at the individuals removing GMOs from their diet, they may have to buy organic or reduce processed foods. So there's potential cofactors. And I understand, you know what I mean by cofactors. Maybe it's the additives that are being taken out. But when the livestock remove GM soy and replace it only with non-GM soy, remove GM corn and replace it with non-GM corn, there are no cofactors. It's just that one change. And they get rid of diarrhea in 2 or 3 days. They get rid of birth defects, no more deaths from ulcers. Medicine rates go down dramatically.
I've talked to so many farmers more than a decade ago. I have a lot of family that are farmers. I live around farmers. They say, look, we go on GMO, we start having most of our calves born dead. The baby pigs die. Everything starts dying and because it has pesticides in it. It has all sorts of other things engineered into it. I want you to get into some of the science here. But, again, this is something that the power structure that you just mentioned knows and is aware of. So my question to you is, how much long, what do you expect to happen with this as the diabetes, the cancer, everything goes up, as more and more studies come out linking it to this? Will we have Nuremberg trials for these GMO companies?
Well, I'm actually doing some deep research into linking GMOs with autism, with allergies, with asthma, with gluten sensitivity, infertility, and gut problems. And I'm working with some of the top professionals and practitioners in these areas to show the link. Now, what's happening, however, is good news, Alex, and that is that as people watch the movie Genetic Roulette or they go to our website, nongmoshoppingguide.com, or download our free app, Shop No GMO, and learn to avoid GMOs, then it's applying economic pressure to the food companies. So last year in 2012, products that were labeled non-GMO grew in sales by 26%, outpacing all other categories. In fact, when Whole Foods announced it was going to require labeling in 5 years, they told USA Today that when a product becomes third-party verified as non-GMO, sales increase 15 to 30%. Now, we know that the rest of the food companies are listening.
So it's free market, voting with our dollars is the only main weapon we've got.
It's the main weapon we've got, plus the possibility of passing some of these labeling laws in states, which again allows for voting with our dollars by choosing the non-GMO. So yes, we have the power here. We don't want to give up the power and say the FDA will bail us out or the USDA will bail us out. And you know that as well as I do. And in the case of GMOs, the biotech industry has been calling the shots. It was Monsanto's former attorney at the FDA who was in charge of GMO policy, ignored the warnings of the scientists working at the agency and said no testing was necessary.
They own the Supreme Court, everything. It's a total joke.
Absolutely. So, but what they don't own is the ability for you and I to get the information out to those who are health conscious, to parents who want to protect their kids, to those who are sick, to healthcare professionals, to religious people that think GMO means God move over. We're targeting these receptive people's receptive low-hanging non-GMO fruit, as I call them. So when we start to get about 5% of U.S. shoppers avoiding GM ingredients, that should be a tipping point. And what's happening now is we did a study on the impact of the movie Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, and virtually everyone in the audience, before the credits rolled, were willing to change their diet on the spot and have their loved ones watch the same movie. Because when we have doctors speak about GMOs, they speak with far more conviction about the problems than I do, because they get to experiment on their patients. They get to tell their patients, remove GMOs, let's see what happens. And they do it 10 times, 100 times. One woman did it 5,000 times, and she said, it never doesn't work. Everyone gets better, which leads us to believe that GMOs are a major contributor to these wide variety of diseases that are on the rise in the U.S. population since GMOs were introduced, and the same diseases and disorders on the rise are those that individuals are reporting go away when they eliminate GMOs.
Wow. And they know the fluoride's deadly in our water. They know the aspartame is making people go blind and have early onset of neurological disorders. They know the GMO is just devastating. I mean, the studies that are in your books and videos, let's put them up on screen for TV viewers. Folks, you can support the work of Mr. Smith and InfoWars, but more importantly, wake your friends and family up. If you can organize a showing in your neighborhood of Genetic Roulette, the film, and have the book there that's like a textbook that shows all the documents, that will save lives. And look, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Look at McDonald's. When I first heard, like, 7 years ago on a news report that they had silicone in their McNuggets, I didn't believe it. And then I went and looked it up, and they have loopholes called an additive, and a bunch of other chains do it. I mean, it's not just GMO. It's like plastic in the food. I mean, no wonder there's kidney failure all over the place. It is so insane what they've gotten away with. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get Genetic Roulette DVD book special, get a discount, get both of them together. You know, that's why they don't want, under No Child Left Behind, teachers being able to teach where they just hand out packets now. They don't want a teacher sneaking in and showing this. Well, you know what? Break the rules. Go to your principal and say, I need to teach them how to love to learn, you know, not how to be robots. We've got your churches should be showing Genetic Roulette and also The World According to Monsanto, Seeds of Deception, the Case Against Fluoride, all of it available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've got to say this. We've got all the studies, the science. I want to get into that, other areas, because I don't want to just ask the questions. You're the expert here, but I research this every day so I can verify what you're saying and then a lot more. I know you're holding back because you're a big target here of these people, but you can see the worm turning. It's like, almost like Monsanto was like, you know, Scientologists. People were scared to talk about them, and suddenly they're not. And people were scared to talk about Obama, and now they're not. It's kind of like the dam breaking. But I know so many engineers, scientists, oil company people that I've run into, family, people I know, doctors. One guy puts in silicon factories. And I've talked to him, and they'll say, man, you know what wakes me up about GMO? And I probably talked, no exaggeration, more than 20 people told me this over the years, just anecdotally, separately. They go, you know, I went to Ukraine to help build an oil refinery, or I went to Czech Republic to do this. That was in two cases. Or I went to Japan to put this in, and they go, I lost 40 pounds in 3 months. Man, I drank like a fish. I ate like a pig. Those people stay up all night partying. I was saying about the Czech Republic, but they're all skinny and healthy. They live longer than us smoking cigarettes. What is the French? I talked to one guy who was doing something. He goes, man, they smoke cigarettes. They get drunk every night. They party constantly. They sleep 4 hours a night. They look great. Everybody I talk to, men, women, they go to Europe and places that don't have GMO, and they get healthy. What's going on?
We've heard that same thing for many years, and sometimes it's even more specific, Alex. Sometimes people say, I can't have soy in the U.S., but when I have soy in Europe, it doesn't cause a reaction. Same with corn. That's because the tipping point of consumer rejection did kick GMOs out of direct derivatives in Europe in the 27 countries there. They do have animal feed that's genetically engineered, but they don't have soy lecithin or high fructose corn syrup, etc., that we have here. Likewise, when people say that they can eat the organic varieties but not the GM varieties, this gives us an indication that it is, in fact, the GMO that's causing the problem. Now, the study that came out, you mentioned earlier, in September of last year, this was trying to decide to define what's causing the problem. Is it the genetic engineering, or is it the Roundup that gets poured onto these Roundup-ready crops? So they took rats that were eating either genetically engineered corn that was Roundup-ready, already, so it was sprayed with Roundup, or they were just eating Roundup in their water supply, or they were just eating the corn that wasn't treated with Roundup. But in all three cases, Alex, the animals got early death, organ damage, and massive multiple tumors. Up to 80% of the female rats
Unbelievable.
Had tumors mostly in the mammary glands. So in this case, we think it's both the Roundup herbicide that's sprayed on the crops, as well as the massive collateral damage that occurs in the DNA as a result of the process of genetic engineering. So it's a double whammy. Then you have this sweet corn that they're selling in Walmart, that's Monsanto sweet corn. It's not only Roundup ready, but it also produces the BT toxin that we know breaks holes, little holes in human cells, causing leakage. If it causes leaky gut, many scientists link that with autoimmune disease, with allergies, asthma, cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's.
And that's why it attacks. That's why it affects behavior. You drink, it affects your brain. Well, you eat a bunch of pesticide garbage, you're going to get irritable, you're going to get aggressive. We'll be right back with our amazing guest, Jeffrey Smith. Get the books and videos at InfoWarsStore.com. Battle them with your dollars.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah, folks, the film Genetic Roulette was 2012 Movie of the Year, Solari Report, Transformational Film of the Year. Aware guide, and again, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And yeah, you support us getting the word out. You support what he's doing, what we're doing. But I mean, really, it's about waking up, because you to take this personal, and myself included. Every time I do one of these interviews, I think, you know all this, but you still go in a restaurant and don't even ask, is this organic? And by demanding that, it will then create the market, and then it will displace it. Just like you can't even find non-GMO milk now or hormone milk. It's all organic everywhere I go around the country. There's people, unless it's a low-income area at a gas station. And that's really the exciting thing. We demand quality. We demand service. We demand transparency. It doesn't matter how many lawyers in government Monsanto has. It doesn't matter how many people they own. And this is just basic self-preservation. And by the way, I've researched it. These are eugenicist folks. They know exactly what they're doing. It's not just Monsanto. And I look at the rat photos. Type in GMO rat photos, if you dare, and look at the studies. And I've had top scientists on countless times. You've heard them that were like making millions a year as GMO scientists, had patents, were working with these really big companies, and then found out it was sterilizing lab animals and things. And so they would just refuse to be part of it anymore and then be demonized and attacked, but they've been vindicated. Well, what's the point spending all this money if your grandkids, you know, get cancer? And by the way, Jeffrey Smith, you haven't even gotten into what happens by the second and third generation in guinea pigs and rats when they're fed different GMO diets. Tell people about that briefly and what the studies show the worst linked GMO things are. I mean, is it the pesticide-based BT things?
Well, as far as the multiple generations go, there was a study not yet published, but we did announce the results when the Moscow scientists did report them. And that is when they fed hamsters genetically modified soybeans, by the third generation, most were sterile. They also died at 4 or 5 times the rate compared to controls that were eating the non-GM soybeans, and many of the hamsters had hair growing in their mouths. Now, hair growing in the mouths is not something that's common at all. It's extremely rare, but they had never...
Well, his Skype broke up.
As they had with the GMO-fed groups.
Sorry, your Skype broke up for a moment. Why are you discriminating against people with hair in their mouths? I mean, maybe that's a gift the government's going to give us.
Well, it's true. You never know. One thing, though, about this time, I'm thinking some of your listeners may want to know how to avoid GMOs. Shall we give them a little primer on that?
Yes.
Okay, there are 9 genetically modified food crops. They are soy, corn, cottonseed oil, canola oil, sugar from sugar beets, alfalfa, which is used as hay for animals. There's zucchini and yellow crookneck squash, not all of it, but some of it, as well as papaya from either Hawaii or China. Now, all of these are found at non-GMOshoppingguide.com or in the free download iPhone application Shop No GMO. We also have about 10,000 products listed in the guide that are third-party verified as non-GMO. Here are the 4 ways to avoid GMOs. 1, buy organic, not allowed to intentionally use GMOs. 2, buy products that say non-GMO on the package. 3, buy products listed in our shopping guide. Or 4, avoid the at-risk ingredients. Now, we mentioned 9 GM food crops, but some of these have derivatives like dextrose and maltodextrin, etc. Those derivatives are also listed on the guide, and you can find, even in the processed food sections in major supermarkets, products that don't have these derivatives from GMOs.
All right, we're out of time. We've got to talk to you again soon. I'm going to do some overdrive to take calls. Thank you so much, Mr. Smith. We'll talk to you soon. By the way, big breaking news at InfoWars.com right now on IRS Gate and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.